I shall not allow my mind to fight with my silent heart anymore. Dispel disharmony with sweetest feelings. Meditation means radiation of happiness. I do not have to know the future. I want only to know God. My heart tears reveal my inner beauty. I shall not allow my enthusiasm heart to be fragile anymore. There is only one way to conquer ignorance, and that way is to look ignorance in the eye. Each soul has something special to perform on the earth stage. If you cannot believe in yourself, then how can you expect God to help you? God wants me to have a doubt-free mind and not a carefree life. My world transformation dream must come from within. No belief, no achievement. Mind purity brings God security. May my circle of sympathy be widened every day, every hour, every minute, and every second. Without God devotion, we can never succeed in the inner life. A clear head and a pure heart go together to manifest God's light on earth. Do not imagine the golden future. Just throw yourself heart and soul into the golden future. My Lord, I wish to be always at your feet. Please spare me any other desire. To enlighten my life, I must deepen my heart. There is a plane of consciousness where time is not needed. What is the distance between God and man? God is only a breath away from man. No matter how big our problems are, our prayers and meditations can easily come to our rescue. The greatness of the mind can easily mislead us. The goodness of the heart will never mislead us. If I really love God, then nobody will be able to stand against me. I must smash asunder yesterday's bondage chain. To achieve most significant progress, I must have a heart that becomes younger every day. Every day, a good seeker imports heaven's beauty and fragrance to awaken the world from its deep slumber. God the dream we quite often forget. A desire man is his own slave. A God-longing heart becomes a God-belonging life. God's secrets are an open book to the self-giving seekers. Until I fulfill my promise, God will never allow me to sleep. An earthbound mind can definitely become a heaven-free heart. Each day, God does not come to me alone. He invites opportunities to come with him. Disobedience can give us a heart-damaging experience. The mind is extremely jealous of the great heart-soul friendship. When I pray with my eyes wide open, I desire to see God's blue eye. When I meditate with my eyes closed, I desire to see God's golden feet. The moment I close my mind's eye, I see the whole universe helping me to reach my goal. Every morning I collect hundreds of aspiration flowers and place them on the shrine. If you really love God, then you must not withdraw from the world. I know I come from heaven, but alas, I do not know where I am heading. Hours seem as moments when our devotion hearts rest at God's feet. A oneness heart journey is the only journey that ultimately matters. Our aspiration and dedication help each other most remarkably while we are on our way to God's destination. Inspiration is a charming product of a higher world. Aspiration is a thrilling product of the inner world. The mind recording machine can at times be very ineffective. To win the progress race, we must feed our God-surrender heart sumptuously. I do not want to know where my place is in God's cosmic plan, as long as I know that I am a true member of the cosmic plan. Each duty-free day gives the mind enormous happiness. My beloved Supreme, do give me a sign that I am chosen by you and not by anybody else. Eagerness knows no hesitation. Everything it does in the twinkling of an eye. Desire, greed never makes us strong. It only makes us weak, very weak. Silence does not mind if it is not heard. Sound gets furious when it is not heard. Someday my Lord shall definitely shatter my ignorance mind. May I have a heart that will always be hungry for God's affection and fondness. God gives us not only second and third chances, but endless chances. When I am in my deep meditation, I see God and His vision eye around every corner. Not newness, but oneness is perfection bliss. To my great joy, my silence hunger is increasing every day. He who thinks that he can be neutral about God is stupidity incarnate. The mind desires omnipotence power every day, every hour, every minute, every second. The heart desires omnipresence love at each hush gap. Each selfless effort is bound to win every day. My only prayer is to breathe in the constant flow of God's love. When my heart candle is ignited, I see God here, there, and allwhere. Be not afraid of the unknown if you really want to manifest your Lord Supreme on earth. No God song shall remain unheard by me. When we are in our mind's desire jungle, the desire fire burns us. When we are in our heart's aspiration garden, aspiration beauty and fragrance illumine us. Everything can remain insignificant in my life, but not my devotion heart. When we love God, He opens up His eye very widely. When we serve God, He opens up His heart immediately. I love God because that is the only thing I have learnt from the moment I took my first breath on earth. If I want to see God, then I must cry and cry sleeplessly. If I want to serve God, then I must smile and smile breathlessly. The sound life leads us nowhere. The silence heart takes us everywhere to see God. Each prayer fulfillment is a gift from above. Each meditation fulfillment is a gift from within. God repeatedly tells me that I do not have to prove to others who I am. As long as He knows who I am, and I know what He wants me to do for Him. I do not have to know the future, as long as God knows who I am and what I stand for. No more timeouts. We all need lightning speed to reach our goal. My heart overflows with joy the moment I am able to follow the footsteps of my Lord Supreme. To my greatest joy, I have become the most faithful shadow of my Lord's absolute will. We can make no progress if we do not keep our spiritual health in good condition. Alas, we love to feed our weakness instead of feeding our strength. My heart's sincerity cry melts God's compassion-flooded heart. We help God considerably when we accept the world as it is. I fail again and again precisely because my aspiration is very frail. To conquer the world heart, I must either try again or I must love the world more. God's victory chariot beckons only those who want to be hero warriors. May my life live on hope rainbows. Amusement, if it is innocent, helps our aspiration course. Faith is always pure and crystal clear. I find peace and bliss only in my Master's silent eye. A host of angels are extremely proud of my God-surrender life. Extreme God hunger is of paramount importance to expedite the spiritual journey. God's grace is always available, but we must long for it. Always believe that God can appear at any moment. My God surrender worship instrument I must play extremely well. We quite often arrive at God's door, but alas, we do not knock. A clarity mind and a spirituality heart deeply enjoy their friendship. God tells me each heart of sacrifice is indeed a spiritual castle. Ego dies only when our mind is eager to fly in infinity's sky. A real God lover feels there is no such thing as sacrifice. Like a fruitful tree, my aspiration life has to branch out in all directions. When I live in my soul, I take every day as a thanksgiving day to my Lord Supreme. There are many songs that I sing every day for God. He likes my gratitude heart song by far the best. I think well of every human being, but my love is only for my Lord Beloved Supreme. The moment he sat at the Master's feet, he became a totally reformed character. When enemies become real friends, our joy is unfathomable. Not imagination, but true, absolutely true. We can hear the sound of our soul's footsteps. Aspiration starvation days are bound to be followed by torrential frustration nights. Unconditional surrender is indeed an achievement for eternity. The word failure is no longer a reality in my aspiration-climbing heart. My heart is all eagerness to drink every God love drop. To listen soulfully to God wisdom light is to swim in the ocean of delight. May my aspiration heart flames never enter into the world of extinction. Alas, my mind does not see when God arrives. It only sees when God departs. When God arrives, my heart sees and feels that God has not come alone. Infinity's ecstasies have accompanied him. A life of true aspiration sees no gulf between the inner aspiration heart and the outer dedication life. The moment a soulful thought enters into the heart, it immediately starts to ride on the waves of bliss. May God's name accompany my inner ears and outer ears ceaselessly. God's creation is indeed his dollhouse. Spiritual holidays are meant for more, abundantly more inner progress. My heart is burning with eagerness to please my Lord Supreme at every moment. Drastically, the world must increase its inner hunger. There is not a single moment when God is not watching us. If we want God's honest opinion, then we shall have to be extremely sincere and extremely pure. God never believes in amusement vacation. He believes only in enlightenment vacation. There is only one person whom we can trust, God. There is only one thing that we can trust, God's will. The doubting mind is always afraid of God's commands. Sleepless self-offering is a most effective approach to pleasing God. Do not mingle with ignorance night even for a fleeting moment. Each heart smile can be the mind problem shooter. Those who sincerely care what God has to say will definitely succeed in life. Even the unaspiring mind is at times tempted to touch God's feet. The mind wants to declare its voice. The heart likes to treasure God's choice. When we pay close attention to God, our God separation pangs disappear. God is always eager to share his special, secret experience with my heart. When I please God in his own way, he blesses me with his own satisfaction breath. God showers constant blessings upon my unconditional surrender life. A gratitude heart never creates even a minor problem for its beloved Supreme. God and his compassion eye always accompany my surrender life. The soul asks the heart to go to God and never to come back. We must know that there is a special meaning to everything that God says to us and does for us. God wants my sleeping enthusiasm and determination to wake up. So much I long to know about my Lord Supreme. Alas, so little I know. A heart of sympathy receives special blessings from God's satisfaction eye. God opens his forgiveness door and forgets to close it. God hides all our blunders in the depths of his compassion heart. God's justice light and his forgiveness height were born at the same time. Nothing is as astonishing to God as my deliberate disobedience mind. My heart is praying to God to make his warning as loud as possible. God enjoys most counting my surrender smiles. I have no interest in anything save and except God's compassion, forgiveness, feet. Every day I desperately try to model my God service life after God. If you attempt the impossible, you will receive infinite blessings from God. Eagerness is more than half the accomplishment. My Lord Supreme wants me to join the World Improvement Team. World peace is God's ceaseless hunger. We must take God obedience subject with utmost sincerity and seriousness. A self-offering life is always first on God's agenda. My heart has summed up its philosophy in one word: gratitude. My constant prayer to God is very simple. O God, never allow my mind to have its way. You will be able to sail if you are not afraid of your failure life. I beg God again and again to give me a place just by his feet. God's compassion eye smilingly shows me how to tie my heart to his feet. When we extend our arms to humanity, God immediately strengthens our hearts. If I am sincere, then God will definitely show me how to breathe the breath of his love supreme. Meditation moments bring us eternity's God eye and immortality's God feet. If I really love God, then I must close my desire fulfillment shop. My capacity expands when I breathe in my God surrender breath. When I prove to God that my heart is all tears, God immediately proves to me that his heart is all concern. My devotion heart flowers God himself uses to decorate his heart. Every day God appears to me as an unfathomable compassion ocean. May my heart sleeplessly remain open to welcome my Lord Beloved Supreme. Fate cannot stand against my God prayer life for long. The life breath of a soulful seeker is only for God service. I call it my humility. God calls it his transcendence delight. Because I am afraid of God's secrets, he does not allow me to be his heart's partner. Pride never knows that there shall come a time when it will have to lie in dust and ashes. Our eagerness heart has the capacity to enjoy the rose-breathing fragrance. God tells me that I am beautiful only when I inspire the world. God tells me that I am fruitful only when I serve the world. God firmly holds my hand, not when I cry, but when I surrender. Obedience mind may falter, but not obedience heart. Never. God says to me, "My child, if you cannot stop worrying, then worry only about me." My Lord wants me to live between my sleepless eyes and my wakeful heart. Everything else I have finished, but alas, not my God-given task. When my life has streaming tears, God slowly appears. When my heart has beaming smiles, God breathlessly appears. God's compassion eye is by far the best well-wisher of my aspiration heart. May my heart's devotion incense ceaselessly burn so that I can touch the compassion feet of my Lord Supreme. Poor God is my daily smile beggar. Life is both constant journey and constant examination.